This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A Massachusetts constitutional ban on gay marriage is a step closer to reality. Legislators approved a measure yesterday that would bar same-sex marriage in Massachusetts, but also establish civil unions. It requires another approval from state lawmakers and from voters in 2006. A more immediate battle is brewing. The Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court says gay marriage may begin on May 17th. But the governor promises to fight for a delay. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
The so-called compromise constitutional amendment is supposed to be a kinder, gentler marriage ban. It denies same-sex marriage, but offers civil unions with, quote, the same benefits, protections, rights, privileges, and obligations of marriage. Just a year ago, it would have been more than gay rights activists would have hoped possible. But now, since the state's high court ruled gays and lesbians have a right to marry, advocates say civil unions won't cut it anymore. Gay rights attorney Mary Bonato is vowing to defeat the amendment, as well as the lawmakers who voted for it.
Civil unions are half a glass or less, not the full glass. This is not a Coke or Pepsi situation. This is the real thing versus a counterfeit. And if there were people who could not find their way to vote for equality today, perhaps we should help them find a new job. Thank you.
Before it can take effect, the amendment needs to be approved by lawmakers again next year and then again by voters in 2006. And even some lawmakers who voted for it are saying the measure is doomed. That's because many conservatives hate it, too. Democratic Representative James Fagan says the measure goes too far in setting up civil unions.
This amendment stinks. It's a lousy amendment. It's not clear. It doesn't do what people at home wanted it to do. However, it at least gives them some opportunity to vote.
The measure also gives Republican Governor Mitt Romney ammunition to try to stop gay marriages before they ever begin. He wants the state Supreme Court to put gay marriages on hold until the amendment process runs its course. Romney says there'll be legal chaos if same-sex couples are allowed to marry in May and a gay marriage ban is passed later on.
We're asking the court not to change their view or change the decision, but rather to recognize a different and legitimate state purpose in not having confusion in an interim time period.
But last night, Massachusetts Attorney General said he would not make the governor's case to the court since the issue was already decided. And many gathered at the State House yesterday, like Sarah Goplin and Jane Erickson, said they're even more eager now to get a marriage license as soon as they can on May 17th.
I think once we have it, it'll be a lot harder for people to look us in the eyes and say, I'm sorry, we need that back, you know? And I've been joking with people that once we have that license, that they'll have to, I'll be laying down in the middle of Beacon Street in front of the tank with it, you know, from my cold dead hands, you'll take this marriage license from me.
There is one more threat to gay marriage in Massachusetts. There's already talk of pushing a new constitutional amendment that would ask voters only for an up or down vote on gay marriage. Republican Representative Vinnie DeMacedo says it's blackmail to force people to approve civil unions in order to ban gay marriage.
It would be akin to saying to these people, you know, you want to vote for John Kerry for president? No problem. You can vote for John Kerry. But you got to vote for George Bush at the same time. We are giving the people a false choice.
If a new initiative petition gains support, it could not get to the ballot for final approval before 2008. As the Senate president said after yesterday's vote, this is just the beginning of a long conversation on gay marriage. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.